Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, where you at, baby? Floss the Boss, you in the building?
Floss the Boss, good, bro.
Wait, Miss STL, flip your mic, baby.
We live, boo, we live.
We live right now. They mad, these niggas mad, I'm like, fuck it. I don't know what's up with Miss STL, Mike, but she gotta fix that shit. It's truth be told, we back in the motherfucking building once again. It's Wednesday booty call hours. Hump day cure is what Miss STL likes to call it. Floss the Boss, the Boss Floss Mercavelli. What's good, fool?
What's good, fam? What's good, fam? Hey, y'all, we back in the building. Blessed to be with y'all again. It's your boy, Mercavelli, a.k.a. Floss the Boss. Y'all can hit me up on Twitter at the Boss Floss. You know how we do it. Shout out to all my followers on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? That's what it do. What's good, bruh?
Shit, waiting on Miss STL to get that mic situation together.
Man, my mic was together A1 since day one. I heard both of y'all. I don't know what it do.
You
hey,
heard us, but look, we ain't hear you. What that's and what we telling you? We didn't hear you.
Man, look, I'm in the building. Hey, this your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is. Once again, it's Wednesday all day, hump day, baby. You right here tuned in with Truth Be Told on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. You can check your girl out. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Don't forget to check out the whole show page at TruthBeTold_DHR. And we do go hard 7 days a week here at Dollhouse Radio, so check out the whole fam at Dollhouse_Radio. Hey.
Necessary. I told you don't buy that motherfucking Walgreens mic. Didn't I tell
now
you,
you get out of here. Hey.
Hey, that's my first Sony, ain't it?
Stop it. Stop it.
She gonna come in capping on us with an attitude our mic ain't working.
Man, I'm sitting here listening to that mic. I'm like, hello? Y'all ain't hearing me? You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing both of y'all. Okay. But hey, hey, look. We in the building, like you said, time of booty call hours, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We heard, you know what I'm saying? We get it in, how we got to get it in.
Since
What?
we all in timer, don't forget to throw your handle out there, bro. I already threw mine at
Oh,
you as it was.
man, y'all already
Tell
know
them how
where
to
to
get at you,
reach
bro.
me. Y'all already know how to reach me at The Real Mr. Time on Twitter. That's all I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? I got a Facebook page, but that's personal shit. But you know what I'm saying? Most definitely hit me up at The
Not
Real Mr.
personal shit.
Time. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got my babies and shit on that, my nieces and nephews and whatnot, whatnot. That's personal shit. You know, y'all don't need this. You know what I'm saying? Like to keep a save a little piece of my soul for myself. Can't give it all to you. You know what I'm saying? But I give y'all my all. I give y'all my all.
We give you all. Hey, man, but hey, look, I know we got to get those dollhouse announcements. Got my girl Royalty in the building, you know what I'm saying? Came to deliver that to us and let us know what's going on in the world of dollhouse radio. So, with no further ado, Royalty, can we get those dollhouse announcements, baby?
Truth be told.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out all about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website or the Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. We are home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, email your submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promo photo, and your music in MP3 format, or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at briandollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joel, Takara Hamilton, Spliff Star, Griffith the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, that was the lovely Royalty, host of Beauty and Beats. That's on every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dollhouse Radio. If you want to check her out, she is at AMR Artistry at Twitter. So we have an awesome show, as usual, lined up for you guys. And I'm a rug. Well, bruh, hi, y'all cool? Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this ride?
Yeah, you know, we on deck. You know what I'm saying? We pulling the STL real quick, dropping the mic. You know what I mean? I'm just playing.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just joking. I was just playing.
It's real funny till it's on you. All right, okay. Then you get in your fees.
It's all in fun and games. You know, I'm just playing. But, yeah, I'm kind of, I got a little issue going on. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But really, I just learned a couple things about, I'm going to throw some personal stuff out there, but yeah, boy become lactose intolerant. You know what I'm saying? So I was talking to a few people. Hey, you laughing? I'm blowing up toilets like Marlon Wayans on White Chicks, and you up here giggling? Really?
Hey, we in the same club, so don't even act like that.
I'm a man, ain't no shame in my game, you know what I'm saying? But look, real talk though, I learned a couple things real quick that it comes from. Lactose is the sugar that is added to milk, you know what I'm saying? It's a dairy sugar. And what happens is that a couple people that was telling me, one was a nurse, one's studying to be a personal trainer, and the other one was my nephew who heard from a doctor, and they said that when you drink, pretty much you're only supposed to drink dairy until, you know what I'm saying, you become adult, you know what I'm saying, from your childhood all the way up through to your adulthood, because what happens is the enzymes in your digestive system, your body stops producing those enzymes, which break down lactose. So, and they was giving me a couple examples, like if you look at animals and like out in the wild and everything, animals don't feed off the mother, you know what I'm saying, until they a full animal. You know, that's only, you know what I'm saying, when they only feed off of it until they're able to go out and get food in the wild of their own, you know what I mean? So I just learned a few things that was interesting about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy.
That is interesting, dropping that knowledge on us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the scholar.
It is.
He a boss
it
and
is,
a scholar. So, that's what it do. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's an interesting fact, though. Hey, but look, hey, we got so much ground to cover. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I kind of wanted to get it popping. I wanted to talk about, you know what I'm saying, the I saw an article that was War on Women leaves East Boogie reeling. Recently, there was the death of a young lady. Her name is Rain G, and she is an artist that a lot of people know all throughout the metro. Matter of fact, all over, you know what I'm saying, a nice young lady who was murdered, you know, in her prime. I believe it says here, reportedly, she was 29 years old, you know, spoke with her once or twice here and there, but she was awesome, you know what I'm saying? She was doing her thing. She was out here. And it's just sad because it's like another queen taken from us too soon. She was like in the prime and doing her things, her branding, you know, her grind. You had to respect her and you had to respect her grind. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't know anything else about her, you knew she went hard for, you know what I'm saying, her what she was trying to do. And, I mean, it's crazy out here. Like, even right now, it's like standoff going on right now in regards to an officer-involved shooting from earlier, you know, and it's kind of leaning towards that Mike Brown situation that's going on right now. I just, you know, that's like a breaking news kind of thing that's still going on from earlier. I didn't know that. But, yeah, I mean, it's crazy what things are going on out here that's taking so many of our...
So many of our youth. I'm gonna finish that sentence for you.
Right.
But as far as that, real quick, as far as that officer involved shooting earlier, when I was watching the news, they said that the police were coming there to, like, I think issue warrants or something, and two assailants fled through the alleyway. They dropped a bag of dope. And both of them had pistols, supposedly. And the one guy who got murdered turned around and aimed the pistol at the police and was getting ready to shoot at the police. So they laid him down. So that's what I heard on the news earlier when I was watching that. So.
All right. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, you know, you said you had family call you earlier, you know what I'm saying? And tell you down there and down there for the wrong reasons. And, you know what I'm saying? Like you were saying to me, you know what I'm saying? Due to the fact that knucklehead pointed that gun at the cop, you know what I'm saying? He put himself in that position. That's not nothing to you know what I'm saying? You play pussy, you get fucked. End of the motherfucking day. So, I mean, that's suicide by cop, in other words. So, I mean, but as far as this 13-year-old I heard about, you know what I'm saying, from they kicked in. Yeah, my people saying it was some sort of you know what I'm saying? They kicked in the crib somewhere and somehow, some way, they killed a 13-year-old in the process of. Now, that's why they're actually out there protesting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And for those knuckleheads that's out there protesting because of the guy who pulled a gun on the cop, I mean, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? He went out like a G in a way. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it, because... You know what I'm
really?
Saying? If that's how he chose to go out, yeah. If you chose to point your gun, and I mean, live by the gun, die by the gun. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather die by the gun if I'm living by the gun than to get shot and not let go of no shot. You know what I'm saying? Have a gun and not shoot. No, I mean, if you put yourself in that position, I mean, we make our bed, we lay in it. You know what I'm saying? So that to me is nothing to go protest about.
Truth be told, and like I was talking to Timer about earlier, I was saying that a lot of people have that whole thing confused because when I watched the news report on that, basically the way that the news reported it, it seemed like all the protesters were there because of the guy who you know, who got shot in the alleyway. They didn't even mention the guy who pointed the gun. They didn't even mention anything about the 13-year-old. You see what I'm saying?
So look at the disinformation system of it all. You know what I'm saying? So in the eyes of, say, someone with that white skin, they hearing that like, oh, they're going to protest because this guy pointed the gun at the cop and the cops killed him, and they want to go protest about that. Now they're getting ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? They're exactly. All fucking savages. They're animals. You know what I'm saying? The disinformation system, like you said, they didn't mention the 13-year-old. They mentioned the guy that was out there living that life and decided to go out by the life that he lived. You know what I'm saying? So, end of the day, it's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's bullshit. The media. That's why we need to start talking amongst ourselves within our communities.
But see, that's the problem. It's hard for us to talk amongst ourselves.
It's not hard.
People don't just sit down and communicate anymore. That's the problem.
This is what kills me. People communicate all day, every day over social media network. So you can't tell me people ain't communicating. They just communicate about
that's
the
not
wrong stuff.
That takes away all human interaction in itself. To me, social media is per se not communicating.
Okay, but that's not here nor there. It's kind of goes back to what that guy called in and said, you know what I'm saying, who's going to leave? You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, it's not about what other people's not doing. It's what we're going to do, or it's what I'm going to do. It's what you do. It's what Floss does. It's an individual thing for somebody to lead. You know what I'm saying? It's not about what we're not doing. It's what we need to start doing. Good that we acknowledge that we're not doing it. It's just the fact that no matter who the fuck is going to stand up and lead. We got all these motherfuckers that claim to be our leaders, but yet they scared to die for this shit. I'm prepared to die for this
shit. I don't think it's per se that they need to die for it. I think something like that sends the wrong message in itself.
No, like Malcolm X say, the price of freedom is death. You got to be willing to die for what you're standing for. If you're not willing to die what you represent, then you're not representing it right. If you want to see change,
that's a matter of opinion. Truth be told,
you got to look at the whole struggle of what our black people have been through up to this point, and where we actually able to go in the same bathroom as them. What do you mean? It's people that died for the Underground Railroad. People died. White people, too. The good, you know, it's good and bad and ugly in every fucking race. It's not just, we're not against white people. We're against white supremacy. That's what we're supposed to be fighting.
White people throughout history that got beat and died and killed, you know, just like black people back in history. Because like I told you, when you fighting for a just cause and you on an opposing team, whoever's running it, they looking at you like, well, you might as well be black. You no longer white to us if you're gonna stand with them.
And we're almost into this. It's almost 420 somewhere. But let me just say this. Martin Luther King was willing to die for what he was representing. Malcolm X was willing to die for what he represented.
There was two separate approaches.
It's the good and the bad with everything, the pros and the cons. What do you mean?
I didn't kill him. Don't
talk like that.
Every person is entitled to deal and say and do
nobody should look down on
a person for not feeling how other people feel.
STL, you do realize.
Are you for your people or for them?
STL, you do realize that Martin actually changed his peaceful approach right before he died and said, you do realize that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so he was basically leaning more towards the same approach that Malcolm was taking.
What I'm saying is what we're doing at this point is not effective. You know what I'm saying? It's counterproductive. You know what I mean?
It's not.
All I'm saying
I beg to differ. I beg to differ because if those people, the opportunists that went down there to protest during Ferguson didn't do what they did, do you think we would cover as much ground as we've covered now? We need to take this break. We're going to get to this Columbus Shore give you. It's 420
on this
year.
I got a story.
Can we,
yeah,
kind of.
It is.
Can we go, baby?
Yeah. For sure, that come up for short. Gave you. Let's get it. Dollhouse.
Dollhouse Radio.
Truth be told.
Yes.
Come here.
You don't want me to come over there.
Come here.
What?
You know what? Just listen.
I'm watching you, watching me. I'm close enough to touch you. I know you like this part, it's not for me. Not watching you, watching me. Hoping the curtains are pulled. We gotta be ashamed of nothing.
When the moonlight, it hits ya soul. And a swagger, I wish ya, wish ya.
Undo that train, turn around, let me get a better look at.
Fuck, I can't ya.
Get a better look at.
Fuck, I can't ya.
Don't be ashamed of.
Fuck, I can't ya.
I know your tears is cool, I know what to do. I'll be always in the middle of
Hancock.
Get your ball in the
Hancock. Gave
you, gave you. Ooh, baby. Take your breath, I'll go slow.
My
fingers need your back, back. I'm almost there, just watching you react. Hold on to me to let go.
No,
it's so emotional. But you ain't gotta be afraid of nothing.
When the moonlight, it hits ya,
hits ya.
And a swagger, I wish ya,
wish ya. Undo that train, turn around, let me get a better look at.
What God gave ya.
Get a better look at.
What God gave ya.
Don't be ashamed of.
What God gave ya.
I know
ya.
Your spirit is cool, I know what to do. I'll be always in the middle of
what God gave ya.
Get your boy a little love.
What God gave ya, gave ya.
Ooh, baby. You're shaking as I'm tracing up your thighs.
Not the pain as I come inside,
inside. You relax and let it go.
Just let it go.
Just now tuning in, you're right here with Truth Be Told on the one and only Die House Radio. We here at 646-595-4038 and push 1 if you got something to say, you want to chop it up, let us know. So, the real Mr. Tyler.
Yeah.
Did you have something that you wanted to add to that?
No. I mean, Foster Ball says a story he definitely want to get into. There's nothing I want to add to it in a sense. I'm just saying you got to look at the bigger picture. I understand what you're saying. We all have different opinions, and our opinions are to be respected. You know what I'm saying? It's not to say I'm knocking your opinion, but looking at the broadest spectrum of everything, the broader scope of it all, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be the good and the bad and the ugly with everything. There's pros and cons with everything in life. It's all about the intent behind it. If peace is not cutting it, then it takes a you know what I'm saying, you got to take that approach by all means necessary sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And that's the approach that those who fought for their freedom back in the day for us to be free. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they understood then the price of freedom was death. They're going to have to die for it, willing to die for it, to go the extra mile if need be, an extra 100 miles. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's good. We'll get back here because, you know what I'm saying, this is America. This topic will always come back around. We can talk about this shit every day. So, I mean, Floss Boss, you know what I'm saying, we just played the Columbus Short. I know you had a story you want to tell about Columbus Short.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? I respect the dude, you know what I'm saying, for his films that I, you know, seen him in, you know, and I'm sure a lot of y'all know him from the movies like The Loser, Stump the Yard, you know, Quarantine, Unknown. For those who don't know him, Columbus Short, you know, he was born in September. He was born on September 19th, 1982, right here in the mid, baby, in KC, Missouri, okay? And he's a choreographer, an actor, and a singer. And he choreographed Britney Spears' Onyx Hotel tour. And the story that I wanted to get into it with him, about him, was he had a record release party. And he straight got the bounty hunters on him, you hear me? The BO straight rolled up on him, and because of something going on between him and his bail bondsman. You know what I'm saying? He really didn't disclose exactly what it was. But, I mean, they straight came up on him as soon as he pulled up, when he pulled up for his mic check, so he didn't even get to perform or do what he was going to do. You see what I'm saying? Because they straight caught him off guard. And, I mean, when you see his face on the video, I mean, just where they got it froze, I mean, it looks so crazy. He got that face like, what the fuck? They're like, damn, you know what I mean? They just ran all up on him like, you know, he right there at the whip. And supposedly it's over the previous domestic violence thing. I guess he had a bail bondsman or something, I'm assuming, you know, allegedly to, you know what I'm saying, handle that, and he never took care of him or finished taking care of him. So, you know, the judge, reissued the warrant, and they cut his $500,000 bail. So, I mean, I just thought that was crazy. We all know he's a friend, you know, of Dollhouse and everything. So, best of luck to him, you know. And I don't know, man. How do y'all feel about that? Them just running up on dude like that, man. They should at least let him perform or something. Money what they want. Let him get his money then, and then come get him or something. That was crazy, though. Truth be told, how y'all feel?
I mean, it's not like it was a secret to him that they were looking for him. I mean, so you know at any point that they're coming if you're a wanted man or woman, you know what I'm saying? And he has a curriculum, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like they didn't know he had an upcoming show or venue. Of course, that's the first place they're going to go, that and your home, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like he didn't know that, you know, he was under that kind of scrutiny. I mean, they're not above coming to your show and coming to get you. They'll walk you off your job. That's his job. You know what I'm saying? They'll walk you off your job if need be. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
Yeah. It's crazy, all of it, at the end of the motherfucking day, you know. And they have to get us all, like I told you before. I mean, regardless of the color of the skin, Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? We all in trouble. You know what I'm saying? They're looking for every fucking reason under the book to fuck with us. So, I mean, it's just know that it don't matter at this point about status. You know what I'm saying? OJ fucked that up for us Black folks. You know what I'm saying? So they've been out to get us ever since. You know, so, I mean...
Right.
It's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Shit happens. Like Mr. Steele, no, he know what he owe and whatnot and the consequences, because I'm sure the bounty hunter told him, if I don't get my motherfucking money, I'm coming to get your ass. I'm sending them boys after you. You know what I'm saying? So he knew what was up. So, I mean, sometimes a hard head makes a soft ass, you know? And shit, fuck it. It's a learning experience for him. So he knows next time not to fuck around when it comes to shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate because he lost his money. And now you got to dig back into his stash and fork out some more. You know, that's more money. They don't give a fuck. They will bleed him dry than anybody else. It don't matter what color you is, they gonna bleed you dry if you ain't on that side of the fence. Truth be told.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Columbus Short, you know what I'm saying?
Right, hey, for sure.
So every dark night does a bright day, it gets better. Just keep living, baby.
That might give him the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to work through some of the things he was dealing with. Because, I mean, he, you know, made it known that he was out there doing some things. You know, he was, you know, an alcoholic and, you know, all kinds of stuff and certain, you know, tempting drugs and stuff like that. I mean, he put it out there in an interview, you know what I'm saying, that he wanted help. And sometimes if you don't sit yourself down, God will find a way to sit you down, and it might be him having to, you know, sit down in that kind of demeanor for a minute. Who knows? I mean, truth be told.
Okay, moving on. It's all about decision making. You know what I'm saying? He made the wrong decision. That's all. Every decision has its consequences. You know what I'm saying? You asked me about my story. Do you want me to go ahead and do this story real fast so I can go ahead and get this done?
For sure.
Should I go ahead and do this? All right, well, I was on my fucking Facebook early, right? And, you know, media takeout, you know what I'm saying? It's a film of a 14-year-old getting her ass whooped by her auntie and her mama. See, what had happened was, okay, what the caption was that the auntie and the mom claimed that the 14-year-old was out. She spent the night all night with a grown man, you know what I'm saying? So in the video, she coming around the corner, auntie and walking up, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Soon as she walked up, auntie binked her. Bink, bink, bink. Bitch, you sucking dick. Bitch, you sucking dick. You know what I'm saying? You know, she one-twoed her so many times, you know what I'm saying? And it was crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's like, then they want to ask the question, do you think that they was excessive with it? You know what I'm saying? Did they overdo it or not? I mean, my personal opinion, you know what I'm saying? The 14-year-old needed her ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? Because the ass whooping we received as youngins is probably the same reason why we are still alive here breathing. You know what I'm saying? It was the teacher's right from wrong. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no way a 14-year-old, first off, she spent the night all night. You know what I'm saying? At 14 years old, bit, bit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's blessed, say Miss Cynthia, bit. You know what I mean? But I mean, if y'all see that video, man, I'm telling you, did y'all check that video? I dropped it on my Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? I had told y'all about it earlier. Did y'all go check it out or no?
I didn't even get to checking it.
When it all boiled down to it, you know, I mean, we need more of that. We need more parents that's doing stuff like that to get a hold of this generation. This generation right here is out of control. The way that these younger parents raise their kids now is not the way that our parents raised us. You know what I'm saying?
That's because these are DFS kids.
This is true. I totally agree.
Get the fuck
out of here. You got kids telling
here.
People that they'll call, that they do. I heard a kid say that to their parents in public. And if it was my kid, I would have snatched their ass like my mama did me when I was little, took your ass right in that bathroom, and I'm going to give you a reason to call DFS. When I told my mama that, she told my ass up getting out the shower. Truth be told, I never fucking forget it.
Yeah, and they tell you got to make it to the phone.
I ain't had the balls to kahunas to do that, man. I'm gonna call the police, man.
Right.
Fuck that. I already knew better. I knew better. We gotta call on hold 917. Let's go ahead and pick that up real fast. We're going to the break. Y'all cool with that?
That's cool.
I would rather get through this break and then get to the caller after the break. So is that cool? You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get to that galaxy. You know what I'm saying? And then we can pick up the caller. We'll get the call off the line right after we get in with the break.
That is your show. Let go.
Okay. So can we, caller, just stick on hold with us. We got to pay these bills, baby, and we're going to get right back to you. But we're going to go ahead and get that lady, Rebecca Jade, blast off in the galaxy. Let's go ahead and get it. Right here, Dollhouse Radio, Truth Be Told.
This is Rebecca J. Galaxy, baby. Let's go.
It's Lady Rebecca J. Galaxy. That's what I just said. Truth Be Told.
I know I'll see you again.
In the galaxy we go to play.
Galaxy. If you're just not tuning in, you're right here with Truth Be Told on Dialhouse Radio. Hey, hit us up 646-595-4038. Push the 1 if you want to talk. And we're going to get over to this caller. Caller 917, you on with Truth Be Told, baby.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good. This is NYC lady. You sound very good. You're doing a great job, but I just want to make a simple statement about what you're talking about as far as the young lady getting, knocked out by her moms. When I first seen it, I was like, yo, this girl, she got beef, not realizing that it was her mother. At first, I was like, that's kind of extreme, because, I mean, she was, really getting at her hard. But then, like you said, the young sister said that was, real, this generation is really fucked up. I was looking on Facebook where a 10-year-old was smoking weed. Where's my belt at? She needs his ass beat. Because, she said, this generation is just off the hook. And sometimes, you say, you need a source. You need to bet your ass beat to really learn your lesson. So I just want to, say a little suggestion, a little comment about that. But like I said, sometimes you just need your ass beat to learn your lesson. And she got her ass whooped.
Yeah, it is because,
like I said, this generation is off the hook. I mean, these kids will just curse out in a minute, bitches, don't respect at all. And it's sad because I have two kids. And my son is 8, I have 8, 2-year-old, and what about their generation? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right. Right. Now, what about their generation?
Right.
Well, no one knows what their generation is, but I'm not. This has to stop. Seriously, it just pisses me off. Every time I look on Facebook, all our brothers and sisters are getting killed for unnecessary bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And what really starts, because I'm a teacher too, it starts at home. You know what I'm saying? When you have a 2-year-old calling you a bitch, something's wrong.
Right.
Where's he getting that from? Yeah. He's copying off of whoever he sees in his household.
Right.
Yeah. But
so it's
at home. A lot of these parents, they think it's cute.
Exactly. Because these parents is young. You know what I'm saying? It's young babies having babies. They don't know how to raise a child. And then it's the mother is left off raising the child.
Yeah.
And it's sad. I grew up my generation because back then you thought shit was hardcore back in the 90s. Fuck out of here. They were shooting with a heartbeat. That thing was about slicing you. I'll slice you with my box cutter. What? Get the fuck out of here. I'll slice you, motherfucker.
And
they were shooting in a minute.
And see, you just said the key thing, caller, because a lot of that stimulates from what these little kids were seeing in the 90s. A lot of these exactly. babies were seeing that violence. And like people say, kids are more perceptive than you think. You know, when they're around negativity and shit like, and stuff like that, that's what they know. That's what they grow up to be. You know what I mean?
A lot of the shit that these kids do out here, it does reflect what's going on in a household. But with that same token, there's a lot of parents that just send the kids outside to just get the fuck away or send the child. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So and then we got to talk. Then we got to think about the music and what the kids are watching. You got to think about the environment that they in and who they're hanging with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It goes back to what I was saying earlier about us bleeding. Going back to that village mentality where we're talking to these babies, more than half of them want us to acknowledge them and not be scared of them. It's a dog smells fear. So if a dog smells fear, pretty much everything else on this earth senses fear. And if you're a fearful person in the wrong environment, they're going to try you. You know what I'm saying? Now, that video, I kind of see what that video is just. I feel like we need more of that. Like Ms. STL said, we definitely need more of that. You know what I'm saying? And this little young girl, 14-year-old, she needed her ass to be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't feel like mama did nothing wrong. Mama did what she's supposed to do, because I would be highly pissed if my daughter was out there, 14-year-old, sucking some grown man dick, let alone a child did. At 14 years old? You know what I'm saying? That's why we have to keep the line of communication open with our kids so they can have those conversations before they make that decision.
I agree with you. That's the key thing, communication. You know what I'm saying? That's the key to it all, communication. Just communicate with your child. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. it's just a lot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely. Hey, you got a handle, babe? You got to go ahead, Mrs. T.
Hey, caller, you got a handle you want to throw out there, let people know how to contact you if they'd like to?
My email address.
I mean, it's not necessary, but if you'd like, you know what I'm saying?
It's cool. You want my email address?
Yeah, go ahead, throw your handle out there.
All right, Shereen Sass. S-H-A-R-I-N-A.
Hey, caller, check your mic a little bit. It's going in and out.
You're going in and out.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. S-H-A-R-I-N-A and S-A-B-B-S at gmail.com.
Okay, that's what's up, caller. We really appreciate you calling in and putting in your two cents.
Thank you for my first time. I appreciate it. Love y'all.
And we appreciate you for taking time to listen to the show. We hear every Wednesday.
Stay on.
We do. Yeah.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Keep a lot. Stay on.
That's right.
Yeah, big shout out. That's what's up.
To the call, okay. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's keep it pushing. Tama, did you have something going on, baby?
No, Miss Estia, don't throw your story. I just threw that quick story out there. Go ahead. You go do you.
Okay, I found a real quick story. It was just kind of cute. I just came upon it, but I wanted to throw it out there real quick. This is a scientist story, real quick. Scientists found cannabis in pipes from William Shakespeare that contained traces of weed and Peruvian cocaine. I just want to say that's the reason why nobody could understand what the fuck he was talking about. He was high. Because I don't know if y'all had to read that kind of shit in school and stuff like that. I don't know if that was part of y'all curriculum. Yeah, the Shakespeare and the plays and stuff. But I know I used to read that shit and be like, what? That's why I couldn't understand it. He was high as hell, truth be told.
Different.
I just thought that was cute. I thought I'd throw that out
different
there.
Different dialogue for different times. People of his time understood exactly what he was saying. Fuck it, they was just as high as he was, so they definitely understood what he said. You know what I'm saying? It's on an intellectual level to understand the thing. On an intellectual level, you know, so you got to be on a level to actually, hey, he makes you think, you know what I'm saying? You want to keep the crowd guessing, keep them thinking, to keep them on the edge of their seats. Like, did this motherfucker just say, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it ain't nothing surprising. Shit, who ain't high when they do something? Truth be told.
That's truth be told, because I agree with both of y'all, though. I agree the STL, like STL said, the shit just, it sounded crazy. But at the same time, like Tom was saying, like, even a lot of your big-time artists, you know, painters and stuff, they did their best shit when they was high, you know what I mean?
Artists didn't just do,
like, one song. They had to find where that song, you know, same way with a painter. His first painting may not have been his best one, or it could have been his best one, but he could have been high as hell when he did it. And he couldn't do another one like it because he quit doing the drugs, you know, or something. I don't know, you know, but, I mean, truth be told, it's you know.
You got to look at it, though. I mean, there's different. Everybody has a choice drug, a choice. The drug could be going fishing. The drug could be, you know what I'm saying, having sex. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody has a choice drug that drives them, that puts them in that mind state. You know, I'm talking about the creative minds. There's always a ritual that somebody has to put them in that zone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the drug doesn't necessarily mean the drug. Drug can be just, you know what I'm saying? It could just wake up every, some people just high off life. You know what I'm saying? I wish I was one of them people high off life. You know what I'm saying? A happy-go-lucky motherfucker, 24-7.
That's a motherfucker I could not stand being around. Was annoying. I was like, man, if you don't get your extra happy ass out of here, that extra dumb shit, get the fuck on somewhere. I don't even want to hear that right now. Truth be told, I mean, don't get me wrong, I ain't saying for all of the people who have on life, because everybody's different, but it was a couple of them motherfuckers around me before, you know, it's been a bunch of them around me, but a couple of them, hey, get your ass on somewhere. Come over smiling all weird and shit like you finna do something funny. You about to get fucked up.
What the fuck you just do?
Truth be told.
Hold up. Shut my mouth wide the fuck open. Not the comedian say he on like a happy go motherfucker. What?
No, what? I didn't see
but
it.
He's
I didn't
happy,
say that.
He's
you
not,
see,
happy, he's
you
not
see
one of those happy ass people like that, though.
You
see how he changed my words? I didn't say I don't like happy people. I said some of them people.
Oh, God, God.
So you can replay it. I see
overly
some of
happy.
People be overly
okay.
happy, and it, yeah,
I'm
and them
sorry.
People be
you,
annoyed.
You right.
Please don't be one of them happy people. Because I'll be like, get the fuck on, man.
I'm a back the fuck out.
For real.
I have been around people like, we've all been around people like that. You'd be like, what the fuck? What you on, bro? Can I get some of that? What you on?
You making my trigger finger noise.
Man, I got a problem with motherfuckers just it's overly funny, you know what I'm saying? Just constantly, you know what I'm saying? Jokey motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? One day it fucked me up because my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Skeet, that motherfucker gonna tell me, Pete, man, I think you got a problem with motherfuckers that laugh. And that nigga was serious as a motherfucker. And I had to laugh my motherfucker self. I had to ask myself, you know what? He might be right. You hear me? Truth be told.
That's funny you bring up everybody trying to be funny, because real quick, man, when I be at work, you know what I mean, customers come up, and for some reason, I don't see why all of them think they comedians, because they say the same joke I just heard like about 5 minutes ago. And I'm like,
they come from
what the fuck is that?
They come from the same office. Shit. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Hey, like,
come
I'll
from that
I'll
one.
Like, I'll be like, you want a bag? Got one there? Nah, she's at home. I'm like, damn, that's what the
really?
Other dude just said.
And on,
like,
that, and
really?
On that note.
On that note.
On that
right.
note.
I'm like, it wasn't even funny, you know what I'm saying? But I just laugh because they say the customer always right. I'm going to stop laughing because the customer is not always right, man. Fuck that.
Man, that's just as funny as my joke. The one joke that I know. You hear me? I told you the one joke I know, Miss STL. Why does the Avon lady walk so fast? Her lipstick.
Shit. You know what? On that note, it's time for a break.
Why you gonna say
it's time for a break.
Oh my
you
God,
everybody might.
Keep
going in the brother.
No, STL, you heard how stupid that was? Imagine you being at work and like, you at work for 8 hours, so you done heard 50 people say this same joke thinking that they the first one said it to you. Because you see what I'm saying? you the person that's at work, so it's going to be 50 different people that's going to come up with the same joke, and it ain't even funny.
You got to be the asshole like I am, you know what I'm saying? I'm a asshole by nature, like, you know what I'm saying, Trey ass, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I finish the joke before they finish the motherfucking joke. Like, huh, who you heard it already? Fuck yeah, fuck out of here.
Look, man, look,
all
break
day,
time.
All day.
Who we
man,
got coming up
got,
on this
let's
break?
Let's get off into this, man. We got that Legato Shine. They said I'd be. Yeah, right here, Doll House, Hump Day.
Right now.
Let's get it.
Damn right.
Yo, they said I'd be dead in jail. Fuck that, it's better living. More than life is selling crack, it's Stalinism. I went from broke to moving coke to television. That's persistence, nope, that's resistance. They say no, I say hell yeah. I'll be damned if I'm going back to welfare. Put my work in and bit through the ride after. I came from dirt and built me a sandcastle. We all got mouths to feed, I'm out your lead. That little ounce don't amount to keys. We all got cheese, your rap dude please. He's his real EMC. Bro got a bunch, not a pimp or a Mac. But around him, known to keep a bitch on the back. These are rules we engage in, it's set in stone. If niggas followed them, a lot of dudes would be home. The hood is my home, it's deep in my roots. I get paid to speak, so I sleep in the booth. Do the math, nigga, 1 + 1 = 2. We not your typical crew, but still throw dick to your boo. Not the illest, but I'm sicker than you.
Yo, they said I'd be the last to make it in hip-hop. But we stood firm while the game did a flip-flop. The next corrupt to run rap. If you love some, let it go. Guaranteed to come back. So I let it go. The flow, let it go. Cause they said I'd be everything you never want.
I'm hung up on
land.
Somebody
I burn the black and let my mind zone. My eyes closed, you can feel the music down in your bones. You smell me, sick of dreams and me living wealthy. Cause it's dreaming, leaving black holes in my belly. It's time to execute, if not, leave me dead in the booth. Fuck it, to remind me that it left me with nothing. At times I wonder if I'm blessed with a curse. The streets taught me at a young age, the best is the worst. And that's word, dedicated life to money at birth. But at the moment, I'm dying of this hunger and thirst. How can I pray, man? I used to hustle under the church. On the block, filling with cats and sold crack. So my old dirt grimy. Dudes invite me with the heaviest stairs. I'm still fighting. But damn, still protecting my squares, still writing. It keeps me at peace. Plus it ends me up to bring stronger heat to the streets. You gotta feel me. My mind's eyes see clearly. Through your bullshit, my vision's easily underneath. It's fuck peace, cause these crackers never give me a piece. Love beef to your back down, a cat down with the black jam. Talking front line and barely hold the back jam. And they said I'd be
the last to make it in hip-hop. But we stood firm while the game did a flip-flop. The next corrupt to run rap. If you love some, let it go. Guaranteed to come back. So I let it go, the flow, let it go. Cause they said I'd be everything you never want.
I'm hung up on you.
Feeling good, right?
lose. Y'all don't shine. They said I'd be. If you're just now tuning in, you right here with Truth Be Told on the one and only Dial House Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Push the one if you got something to say, if you want to chop it up, or if you just want to comment. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the boss lost the boss. You were saying something about that Jerry situation, man. What was going on with that?
He told you he was lactose tolerant and shit.
I'm cool on that. Let me I'm gonna get to that, but let me get to that Ashley Madison. Right.
Okay, you gonna put in the Ashley Madison first?
Yeah, I'm gonna go on and throw that one out there because 32 million people, you know what I'm saying? The first line say 32 million people looking for a good alibi today.
Right.
The story you reported about the hackers threatening the heads of the AshleyMadison.com to take down the site, or they was going to expose everybody, well, they did it today. You know what I mean? So they say 32 million people was affected because they told them to take down the Ashley Madison site and the Established Men site, which is, for those who don't know, it's a, I looked it up today, it's a sugar daddy, whatchamacallit, you know, for a sugar daddy. You got people looking for sugar, women looking for sugar daddies, and sugar daddies looking for young tenders.
Oh, yeah, I know a couple of people on this site.
Sugar baby.
And, right. And the whole thing about it is when I looked it up, you know what I'm saying, the part that's fucked up about it and that I was saying was because so many people, when you talk about 32 million people being affected. Now, the thing is, it wasn't just men on this site. It was women, too, who was married. So it was both. And it was people looking to hook up for homosexual, you know what I'm saying, meetings and everything. All right. Now, they say that the due to the release of the information, and this is from CNN, they quick reviews found that 6,904 of the addresses were linked to the Canadian and the American governments, all right, plus another 7,239 was linked to the Army, 3,531, I think, was linked to the Navy. The Marines, it was 1,114 to Marines and 628 Air Force people. Now, my thing is all of their stuff just went online. So, like, any of them is basically now a target, and I'm talking about as far as anybody who may be in, the, like, as far as a terrorist or something. Because you're talking about our own United States Army. You see what I'm saying? And military and Navy and stuff. Now, beyond that, it not only affected our own country, it affected people in other countries. And there's 79 countries over the world. It's 79 countries where homosexuality is illegal, okay? Like Afghan, Iran, you know what I'm saying, Niger, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and so-and-so. And the punishment is death. You see what I'm saying? So it's a bunch of people over there in the Arab countries that's got now their life is on the line because they may be murdered just because of their sexual preference. You see what I'm saying? All because of what these hackers released on the thing. And I'm not siding and saying that cheating on your spouse is right, but I'm saying I don't think people should have to pay with their life for that, for making that mistake. You see what I'm saying? And I know they brought it on themselves, but, I mean, damn, that's kind of fucked up, though, because they didn't release their own information on themselves. You see what I'm saying? So I just thought it was kind of fucked up. What y'all think about that, though?
I mean, like you said, like Thomas said all the time, you made your bed, you got to lay in it. I definitely don't think, I think, of course.
But technically, these people didn't make their own bed because the hackers did.
No, they did because they decided to cheat and they got caught up.
But yeah, they got caught up. They got caught up, but they got caught up by some hackers who released their information.
It don't matter. It don't matter. You put your personal information out there. It's hot, and there's always that possibility. So it's clearly right.
She's writing what she's saying, but all I'm saying is these people didn't release their information to become targets, you know, and lose their life. You know what I'm saying? Because basically these are the people who protect this country, bruh. You know what I'm saying? And I understand they did wrong, but everybody out here got skeletons in the closet You see what I'm saying? There's some people out here that wouldn't want a lot of their shit to be out there either. So everybody makes mistakes, and, you know, everybody ain't paying the price of death for it. You know what I'm saying? Or
who cares? I mean, at the end of the day, like Mrs. Teal say, you know what I'm saying? You make your bed, you lay in it. All of us are subjected to get fucked dealing with this internet. So it's not just, I mean, this just shows what we know that's at risk when we put our personal information out there. You know what I'm saying? It's the same as if you got a computer genius spouse who can go in and backtrack everything that you fucking did. You know what I'm saying? It's no right. different than that. That's also a hacker. You've been hacked. You know what I'm saying? So it's unfortunate that this shit occurred. But with that same token, you know what I'm saying? It's the same as if I was a member of that site. You know what I'm saying? I can be fucked too. You know what I'm saying? But it's inevitable. You know what I'm saying? Guys don't make mistakes. Shit happens all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate, like you said, the customer's always right. And I'm sure a lot of them pleaded for them to shut down the site. You know what I'm saying? So it wouldn't occur. Right. Some of them said, fuck it. I don't give a fuck until this shit happens, until the shit hit the fan. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, they was forewarned in the story, Ms. S.T.L., about that story, like, what, every bit of 75 days ago. You know what I'm saying? So, that site had every opportunity to shut that site down. So it's unfortunate that the people have to pay for it. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, we all have skeletons in the closet, and whatever's done in the dark eventually comes to light. So whenever we do wrong, we know it's eventually going to come to light. So we just have to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
But once it's, like I always say, once it's in the cloud, it's in the cloud. If you go back, my thing is, if people going to cheat, truth be told, go back to the old-fashioned shit. Stay off this internet shit, trying to do all that, and you know what I'm saying, got to join these sites, and then after so long they want money, you got to put your information in there and all that. Just go back to you bump into abroad in the store, slip a number, you ain't even got to put it in your phone, put it under somebody else's name. Come on, man. Go back to the old ways. Do it right, man. If you're going to do your thing, don't be sloppy. That's my thing. If you're going to do what you do, don't be sloppy. You know what I'm saying? Always deal with a motherfucker that stay in their lane, because as long as they stay in their lane, you'll never have an accident, truth be told. That's my opinion.
Man, these bitches crazy out here. This is here. They crazy, I'm telling you.
Shit. I already know.
These hoes don't know. They're taking all the lanes. Got one
right,
car taking up all four lanes.
Is the worst. A scorned woman is the worst fucking thing that you want. Like I said, all this technology and shit, we're too smart for our own good with this computer shit. If you gonna do your thing, just don't be sloppy with what you do. You know what I'm saying? You won't get caught the fuck up. Stay off them little sites, because half of these motherfuckers lying, and you see them and fuck around and end up getting catfished and shit. It ain't even who the fuck you thought it was in the first place.
That's why I don't even be on the sites, but I was just reporting it because I was following up on your story. The shit
got
released.
Bitch be so ugly, nigga. But, say, who Danny?
Shit, I ain't got shit on the internet, so they can open my shit up and I'm gonna laugh. Like, I don't be on no sites. I ain't trying to fuck with nobody through no one. You want to fuck with me, you fuck with me live and direct. You hear me? I don't even like texting. So if I don't text you back, don't take it personal. I just don't like typing. So don't get mad at me. And I don't even want to talk into my phone, because if I talk, I want to talk to another person. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't talk in my phone to text is what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That talk text shit. It don't even be spelling the words you say. I tried that shit. That shit be spelling a whole different sentence from what the fuck you just said. There's any noise around. So I don't even do that bullshit. You got to go to a quiet area to talk to your phone.
Proofread, nigga.
Proofread for your send it. Damn it.
Right.
Hey, look. It's
right, that time.
It's that time, man. We got to jump off into another break. We're going to get off into that Takara All In right here, Dollhouse Hump Day. Let's get it.
Dollhouse Radio.
Slicks. Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.com.
You ain't never got a question what it was or what it is. Baby, you're a blessing.
You are everything I need and more. You ain't never gotta worry about me loving you. You are all I want. You know I'm all yours. When you're not here, it's like I'm lost with no clue. It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm riding with you, don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're to know. If you are my love, I got it for you.
Best in quality beats today.
I hope we be forever, forever and another lifetime. What we got is oh so special. You hold the key to my heart. I know I never gotta worry about you hurting me, hurting me. Trust and loyalty, you give that to me. Can't you see that you're my missing puzzle piece? It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm riding with you, don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're born to know. If you are my love, I got it for you. You gotta be all this. If you are my love, I got it for you.
All the best in quality beats today.
Yeah, that was Takara All In. Hey, again, if you're just now tuning in, you're right here with Truth Be Told on Die House Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Push that one if you got something to say, if you want to chop it up. Climber. What's good with it, baby? What you got for the kids out here?
Yeah, that's all right to put me in that mode. I'm so fucking chilling. I named this topic, motherfucking big corporation plot to kill us off. Okay, on Facebook, you know, Center Conscious Minded posted a pic that is an example of how big corporation plot to kill us off. You know what I'm saying? And it's right there in our face. You know what I'm saying? Me, myself, I first noticed, you know what I'm saying, that corporation was plotting to kill us back in the 90s, you know what I'm saying, them teen years when gang violence was high. You know what I'm saying? And when the Major League Baseball team start releasing hats that had no color to do with team colors. It was like for the Cardinals, we had green, we had red. Well, red is the home team hat. If you didn't know, now you know. You know what I'm saying? But we had all these odd colors that had nothing with the team colors. And right now, I was like, man, these motherfuckers giving, you know, these gang colors, these motherfuckers trying to give us, you know, but I was glad because, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Hey. If you want to flip it up, you know what I'm saying? Put on a gold motherfucking STL, you hear me? But anyway, the reason why I bring up this point is, you know what I'm saying, recently it was brought to attention with that post that Levi just released jeans that has a red flag. For those who don't know what a red flag is, a red bandana that's sewed onto the back right pocket of the Levi jeans. Now, you know what I'm saying, you know how the media put out there that, you know what I'm saying,
it goes back to, like the post said, you know, right there on the drop of Straight Outta Compton, you know what I'm saying? Levi want to drop these jeans out there. You hear what I'm saying? To try to profit off of it. It's kind of like how the media projected how when Straight Outta Compton dropped, how it was going to be so much violence. They increased their security. You know what I'm saying? And all that. And there was no violence that dealt with that movie. Didn't no black man go in there and shoot up the motherfucking movie theater because Easy said, Easy does it. You know what I'm saying? None of it happened. But you know what I'm saying? It's kind of fucked up. If you know what I'm saying? I feel like that really, man, it's at a point where it's time to ban, you know what I'm saying, these major corporations, man, and go to something that's more fitting to what's about us. You know what I'm saying? They took FUBU from us, you know what I'm saying? So we can't go FUBU no more. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Some, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like we should buy this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because it completely, you know what I'm saying, it promotes gang violence, you know what I'm saying? Would you actually go out there and get you, you know what I'm saying, at the age now, get you some Levi's with a motherfucking flag motherfucking sold on the back pocket and shit? I mean, and would you want your kids to say, hey, I want those jeans because these are the hottest things rocking out here, you know what I'm saying? Or suppose, you know, they work on their own and they buy them a pair of jeans and you don't even know, you know what I'm saying? They walk around with a jean with a flag coming out their pocket, you know what I'm saying? I'd say fuck them. I mean, it's at a point, Levi better hope that everybody, I feel like we should boycott the motherfuckers because, you know what I'm saying, they trying to kill us off, you know what I'm saying? To promote this shit is just more ways for us to kill ourselves with the bullshit and that goes on in these streets. Now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how y'all feel? I mean, do y'all feel like this shit right here is crossing the line or not?
I mean, it's never per se been a brand that I've even fucked with from, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never really been a Levi kid, so, yeah, I mean, but to me, it's just their way of getting off the Confederate flag shit. They just trying to find another way to do it. They're just, oh, let's stick it on some jeans. They won't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Truth be told, man, they just doing shit. Find, do it in other ways that don't make it seem as malicious as what it really is, truth be told.
Truth be told, I want to know what jeans you fucked with then.
All we had was Polo Guess and motherfucking Levi back in the day. Hey, we had Lees and Rustlers. All that shit.
Wranglers. Nah, before they was endorsed by, what's his name? Don't what's his name endorse them now?
You talking about Brett Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre, don't he endorse them now?
Yeah, he does.
I think somebody told me that. But anyway, yeah, that's all that was out.
Man. Miss Estelle ain't got nothing to say. Miss Estelle was rocking sweatpants.
She buys sweatpants.
I stay dressed in the best, baby. Trust and believe. Hey, why didn't play that shit? Whatever was out, that's what
you
I was rocking.
Tell them, say, I had them Gucci sweatpants.
Yeah, I always stayed in the
bed. Gucci fit, didn't you?
Please.
Man, that's it's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know what I'm saying, we as definitely, you know what I'm saying, black people, to as a people whole, you know what I'm saying, because it's not just going to be black kids buying those pants. You know what I'm saying? If you get in the car with a motherfucker and just riding with them, they take you to the wrong hood and you got on them pants and you ain't got no choice but to get out the car. You know what I'm saying? You can be in a fucked up situation. If you ain't bought that life, now if you bought that life, then that's what it is. But hell, the flags only cost 99 cents for a goddamn head wrap, bandana. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like they've gone a little too far. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a muff. It's kind of like going and buying one of them drugs that they don't know, giving you some angel dust and handing you a gun too at the same time. Here you go. Here's your angel dust. Here you go. Here's a gun too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a fucked up situation. Right. Truth be told, it really is.
Yeah, I mean, truth be told, I feel what both of y'all are saying. You know what I'm saying? It is a fucked up situation. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the opposite side of it, though, even if the jeans didn't come with the flag sewn on there, he can always go buy one. But
that's a difference,
you know,
though, Floss.
I know it's a difference. I said on the flip side. That means that it's a
right.
difference. Yeah.
I know. I just make it in the sense that. That's the whole flip side of it all.
But,
I would prefer that than, you know.
Right, because at least you could tuck the flag down in there. You know what I'm saying? I know what you're saying. But what I'm saying is it's going to take the parents at home, you know what I'm saying, and to not go out and get these jeans, you know what I'm saying, and like you were saying, just boycott them. And, I mean, you know already the kids gonna get them some way, somehow, the more the entertainers and shit were them. They favorite rappers and shit, so.
Right, and those.
I mean, I remember when my bird told me I wasn't wearing something, and I left the crib and changed shit. Like, I'm wearing this shit. Fuck right. What you talking about. Shit.
I mean, and it's good, and you can't necessarily, some parents don't have time. Some parents actually have long hours, and they make trying to get that baby all they can give, and they may not be home, but come home, go to sleep, and go back to work. They get their child money to go shopping. You know what I'm saying? They may not see their child on the way. They, you know what I'm saying? Them might be the jeans that they had that they don't show that they bought. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's not necessary. It's mandatory for us to be, you know what I'm saying? There's no privacy when you're a kid. You know what I'm saying? I know I didn't have no privacy, shit. You know, only time I could shut the door is when I was going to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, leave that goddamn door open. You hear me? So, I mean, that's no, and I'm sure all of us have had our moms go in our room and go through shit and be like, how the hell? That was way back under yonder. How you find my shit? You know what I'm saying? But with a good thing, it's good to the parent. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of good to know. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay active in these babies' lives because these parents are dangerous. I mean, they just the equivalent of Jays, you know what I'm saying, with that flag on them, you know what I'm saying? In certain parts of the of United States and elsewhere, motherfuckers kill you for your Jays. Shit.
Right.
You know, that shit was bad. We was coming up, and that was before we was actually up of, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers can knock off the Jays 24/7.
Yeah, I already know. You know what I'm saying?
So I say fuck them, James, man. I just feel like Levi show how much they really give a fuck about us. You know what I'm saying? Whoever designed them, James, they should, no, we're not dropping off. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, next, like you said, next it could be some Confederate flag jeans coming out. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Hey, pick and choose. Shit, just whatever we do in life, just be willing to die for the shit. That's all it's about. Shit. I mean, I don't claim nothing I ain't willing to die for, truth be told.
Like I said, I think they just trying to get that out. That's already what it is. They just something else that they want people to go out and spend some bullshit money on. There's so much that people need to be out here spending money on. And instead of going and paying ridiculous prices on jeans and shoes and all that other crap, man,
It's deeper than that. Look at the bigger picture. It's deeper than that. It's the fact of the matter. It's a way for us to kill ourselves. It's giving us the tools to put us in a position where it's, you know what I'm saying, it's unlikely to see 21 for real. It's been that way from day one. Yeah, as long as I've been here. Shit. Truth be told. These motherfuckers trying to kill us off, even with the rap. They took the positive, all the real rappers that got substance, they took them, they put them, they ain't even on the shelves no more. They got all these motherfuckers that's trying to get these babies to go out and kill women and children. And with lyrics, they ain't talking about nothing that's morally sound. What is that teaching these little ones? The ones who look to music to guide you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a little dude on Twitter, or somebody had put on Twitter, and they said the NWA movie was cool, but a B2K movie would have been something. I was like, what?
And on that note,
a B2K movie, right? A B2K movie.
Let's go and get off into this next break, man. You know what I'm saying? We gotta pay these bills. We got that righteous till death, and we gotta get that in. So let's go ahead and get in that righteous till death.
Yeah. All right. They're not ready for this shit. Yeah. Let's go. I'm making hits. My
Monkey Flow boy called this banana split. I put my soul in this rap. They're chilling at the back, looking at the view, and you can stare too or join in the queue and get a better view. This greatness is true, a mind of a Jew. We vacate in heaven when I'm smoking with my crew. I'm hot for the hell of it. My words could keep me back a grown elephant. Better yet, I blew well without fail. They can't wait for me like a check in the mail. Yes, I'm bragging, my pants are ever sagging. Killing rappers like murder is my passion. Money the attraction, this is the distraction. Stuff for protection, I'm raising answers. Set in my bed.
There's a trust you can't trust with me. There's a trust you can't trust with me.
My words mean business like they're wearing ties. Suited objects, moolah, well organized. I'm a business lender here for interest. Blowing catch up birth, conditions this. Flow like I take a piss, never reminisce or miss this. Never dying, it's petrifying. Like Lauren, my heart isn't dying. My soul strict, is for the devil to be buying. Right, this is a yin yang connection. Like God and the devil holding an election. Boasting, please. My mind controls everything that I see. Strive for the pretty gates, I strive for an early win. Chances I gotta take, I'll die before I have a pet.
Build up, there's a trust you can't trust with me. Build up, there's a trust you can't trust with me.
That kills me. It kills me. But that was Righteous Till Death. Hey, if you're just not tuning in, you're right here with Truth Be Told on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Death was Righteous Till Death. We here each and every Wednesday night, y'all. Truth Be Told, we are the Hump Day Cure. Does anybody else have anything that they need to get in? Hello?
I was looking at the real quick. What kind of messed me up was a little nine-year-old girl that got shot in Ferguson by the straight bullets. Just wanted to say, you know what I'm saying, hearts and prayers out to her family. You know what I'm saying. Her name was Jamila Bowling. She was shot. Somebody fired into the house and killed her and wounded her mom. Her mom was shot in the leg. She was 9 years old. And I don't know. It's just a sad story. Y'all have to go and check it out. But
yeah, I heard about that. It was sad.
Yeah. Just wanted to give a shout out and big RIP to the little girl, Jamila. So that's all I have for her.
Dangerous out here, you know. Got to give it up to the gobsters, you know what I'm saying, to make it another day because it's very dangerous out here these days. And, it's I don't know what to say about it. Just be careful, you know, and hold your head up, you know what I'm saying? condolences to the young lady in Ferguson. Condolences, Rangy and her squad and her family, things of that nature. And yeah, Tama.
What the fuck do you want? What's up, y'all? Straight up, flat out, you know what I'm saying? Put the guns down, man. Quit shooting up in the motherfucking crowds and shooting just to be fucking shooting. Know what the fuck you're shooting at. If you can't aim, then don't fucking shoot your gun, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had a long motherfucking weekend. Had a motherfucking shoot at me down on the motherfucking river front of me and Foster Boss kicking this shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucked up situation. Unload a whole clip on nigga, hit the car once. Blessed to not get hit myself. But this shit is crazy out here, but it's all over all 50 states as well as all over the world. It's work, you know what I'm saying? It could be worse, though. You know what I'm saying? We could be dealing with some shit like on the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? These bombs going off and shit like that. Thank God we don't live in the third world country. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, thoughts and prayers to the 9-year-old. You know what I'm saying? That's the saddest shit, you know what I'm saying, thus far. You know what I'm saying? Just sad, you know? But, you know what I'm saying? Thoughts and prayers to the family. You know what I'm saying? Condolences, you know what I'm saying, from my familia to theirs. You know, as well as to, you know what I'm saying, the R&B, you know, the indie artist, STL, you know what I'm saying, I ain't get a chance to know her, you know what I'm saying, you know, I know people that know Miss STL for one, you know what I'm saying, definitely shout out, you know, that's terrible, lost another good one, you know what I'm saying, a lot to offer, the good die young, and it's fucked up, you know what I'm saying, but, man, we gotta stop this violence, put these guns down, start picking up our fists and handling shit like men. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up out here. You know what I'm saying? What my dude say on fucking Friday? These niggas just sissified. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's sad. Swear to God, it's sad.
Man.
But we love y'all, man. It's crazy. Miss STL. We calling my name. I'm over here zoning this shit. You know what I'm saying? Floss over here, all up, almost fell asleep and shit on floss. You know what I'm saying? Cool, laid back motherfucker. Cool, calm, and collected motherfucker, you. Shit. Oh,
hey,
man.
Ladies, gentlemen, we appreciate everybody that took time out to listen to the show, that follows the show. We appreciate it. We appreciate, you know what I'm saying, you. You know what I'm saying? You make our world go round. We do this for y'all. You know, love to entertain you guys. It's all about you, so tell a friend, tell a friend. We here every Wednesday night, Truth Be Told, right here on the one and only Dial House Radio. So make sure y'all tune in. We here. We do this. We're going to go on out of here with that Sheree, Lorray, Mirage. And we see y'all next week. We love y'all. Appreciate
you. One thing. Show big.
Uh-huh.
Show up. Show out. See y'all next week. See ya.
He told me I can get it.
feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat this beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed, Ed, and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is LA night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just got it, thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up, straight up.
Way up, I
look,
feel blessed.
I ain't gon' say